another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? You're reacting to Corsair Gaming, who put all this together, everybody. Come sail away with us. Something going on with my mic? You're looking a little... Are we recording? I sure forgot to ask that. Antlion Audio, everybody. Keep your headphones. Get a mod mic. They're wonderful. That should be their
You're the
slogan.
Best spokesperson ever.
They're wonderful. The real David Webb is in the building, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
And he's got some VR in his life now.
I do.
Injected in there.
Injected right in.
And how are you loving it? Have you even played with it?
Yeah. Oh, I've played
Yeah.
Oh, I've played
I
with
bet
it.
Bet you have, sir.
Yeah, I drained my phone battery.
That's gross.
Yep.
A lot of porn. lots of porn, huh?
Lots of viruses.
Yeah. That's terrible, sir.
Yeah. I had to get...
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to pause you right there.
No, thank you, because I forgot the name of the antivirus
exactly.
software.
Exactly. You know why? Because I'm on that same level here. I am upset that we're at an age and time where our phones have damn viruses on it.
Well...
That's irritating.
Well, it's because Android does.
You know who can fix that? Queen of the Lizards, Larissa's here, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to fix that for you. Stop downloading porn on your phone.
Yeah, you don't do that, dude. Come on now.
That's why we have, like, junk laptops.
That's why you have junk. You
have
literally
junk laptops.
You go buy yourself a $150 laptop.
Junk laptops so that we can...
Chromebook.
And you just
watch the
feel
porn.
The whole
it's
thing.
The right side.
You go feel the whole thing.
I check.
The guy that's touching everybody's mic, everybody, here.
How dare you?
The guy that likes to touch mics. Corey Vincent's here, everybody.
What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here. And so I installed some hardwood floors today.
Mocha Brown.
No, it's actually French roast, Aaron. Please get it right.
Is that a Holocaust joke or something?
You work at a Lowe's.
Yeah, and I still don't...
You need to know these things.
French roast is a Holocaust joke? What the hell?
I don't know. I mean...
An Israeli roast.
Wow.
That would be a Holocaust joke.
Wow, Webb. Too soon, man.
I'm Jewish.
It's okay because he's Jewish.
You are going to get jumped by a mob of Jewish people.
You know,
like
I went out
to see
Webb. He had a birthday party for his wife last night.
Pause. I have gripes with this.
Because you weren't invited.
Already.
Yeah, he wasn't invited. He was upset. It was very awkward.
Were we online on the lines?
We were online together, and I was like, oh, Aaron, so I'll see you at Webb's thing tomorrow,
No,
right?
You said, am I going to Webb's thing tomorrow? And I was like, what thing is that? And then there was just this dead air silence of, nobody told him.
Because.
Excuse me? Let's hear it.
She invited... The people that she hangs out with.
Steven Gutierrez knew about this.
How did he know about this?
I don't know. You tell me, Webb.
You just telling everybody?
I lied. Steven didn't know it was happening. Steven wasn't invited. I just wanted to make Aaron sad.
Sons of mothers.
Because he was like, who else was invited? And I was like, oh, Steven is supposed to be there.
Dick.
I was like, so everybody's going, huh?
She invited the group of women that she hangs out with.
Okay.
And their spouses...
Oh, so I have to get married now. Is this a what is a freaking racism against marriage? I need something.
I know.
Is it marriageist? Is that what it is?
Who else is in chat, Eric?
Wow. Wow.
Well, I wanted to say we went to an event and, there was other people there. Hmm. And one of the guys, Webb ordered a bacon burger. And the guy was like, I thought Webb was Jewish.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's not, he doesn't watch the show. He's not in on the jokes. He just assumed Webb was Jewish.
How did you respond? I would have said,
not on Fridays, I'm not.
I would have been like, he's not that type of Jew.
He's one of the good ones.
He's not. Wow.
Damn.
The
son.
Views and opinions do not reflect Video Game Bang as a whole.
Damn.
What event was this?
The one we didn't get invited to, Larissa.
You at least heard about it. I'm just now hearing about
it. I heard about it like an hour before it went down, apparently.
We got lots of news to talk about on the show tonight, guys.
And don't forget the fifth person, the chat.
They can wait, damn it. I want to know why I wasn't invited.
I guess I'm just here just to be here on
Saturdays. I can find a random lady of the night to pretend to be my wife for a few hours.
I will go with you. I wasn't invited. We could go together.
Yeah.
Because
we could have brought the lizards.
She invited those that she hangs out with.
Not the minorities.
I wanted to invite.
That's what I hear.
You guys, but it wasn't my party to invite my friends to.
Mrs. Webb, mean you have to talk. The final member here, everybody. The chat room, everybody.
Hi,
say hello, chat.
Hello, chat. How you doing, chat?
And we got some people already popping off in chat right here. Good old ninja, Charlie Manson, who I keep forgetting his real name, but he's always in the behind-the-scenes stuff. And Starless, because, I don't know, he doesn't have a star, so
Starless is upset. He says, wait, Webb isn't Jewish?
The veil's been broken.
That is not good.
The glass, is that what it is? The veil's been...
The curtain has been pulled back?
Curtain, yeah.
I guess that's what happened in Wizard of Oz. Yeah. There you go.
That's a short Jewish guy back there.
Was he Jewish?
I don't know.
Wow. Just making everybody Jewish. Honorary Jewish people everywhere.
Webb, stop claiming people. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Speaking of people, I saw a hashtag that was going around today. I think our Nerd Reactor's very own Laura put it up. Did you see that, Corey?
The Black Panther one?
The Black Panther one, yes.
Is that hashtag the Black Panther one?
Yeah, hashtag, what is it, Black Panther already lit or something like that?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Black people across the world are already excited for this movie. That doesn't come out in 2 years. 2 years from now. And it's ridiculous.
Michael B. Jordan was just casted to be in...
We'll talk about that later.
The movie.
We'll talk about that later.
All right.
We'll get to that later, all right? Thank you for jumping the gun and not inviting me. All right?
I know what the thing with tonight's going to be.
Yeah. You know it. You know what the good damn well what today's going to be.
Glaring at me the whole time.
I was there. It was an amazing event.
Sometimes,
it's
black tie.
Another event. Another event that is going down tomorrow is the Overwatch event, where they're going to do, I guess, some type of videos, and they're going to have cheese and wines for the event goers and everything like that. Sold out already, though. Sold out already. So you can't get a ticket. You're not invited. Like I wasn't invited. To the Webb's wedding anniversary,
what
apparently.
What segment are we doing right now?
We're not doing any segment right now. We're doing the update.
You didn't even know what the event was. You said it was a wedding anniversary.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the event was.
It was her birthday.
Doesn't even matter what the event was. I wasn't invited.
If it was an anniversary, I would have invited you.
That's a lie.
I would have.
That's a damn lie.
When's your anniversary?
Exactly.
In June.
Oh,
okay. It's almost there. Well, I'll expect an invite.
I'll expect four.
We're having a party.
Me
we
plus
will.
Three.
Okay.
We're coming through. We're going to blacken the place up. Definitely. Don't worry about what black delegation members I'm bringing. They're just going to be there.
The black delegation.
Yeah. They're just going to be there.
All right.
I might be starting a civil war real quick because I'm team PS4 now, everybody.
Okay.
Overwatch could be coming out pretty soon.
And that's where you're landing, huh?
That's the side I'm landing on, man. I thought about it long and hard. Pause. And PS4 came out the winner. I mean, Cap came right up to me and said, I need you on the team. And I was like, you know what, Cap? You got me.
Well, because it's a Blizzard game, I'm going to do what God intended and play it on a PC.
Wow. Wow. Like Blizzard has never graced the console?
They have, but it's just not natural.
How dare you?
I like my games natural.
Wow. I'm just saying. The roster on my side is looking pretty pretty thick
now.
We got Steven.
Yeah.
We got Jerry.
Okay.
We got the lower end of Javier. Don't worry about that. Yes. Don't worry about that.
I don't know if I want to worry about
that. We got Noel Beltran. So I've got the Mexican vote already.
You do have the Mexican delegation.
You're doing better than Trump.
Yeah. I've got the Mexican vote already. And that's pretty much all I need, man.
Larissa.
Well, she's game sharing, so that's what she's going to be doing.
Yeah, so it's whoever gets it.
PS4.
Really? Shocking.
The lines are the same.
Okay, so I'm buying it for myself on PC. But I will also have for PS4.
Somebody sounds like the Black Widow.
She's the Black Widow.
Yeah.
Jumping all over the lines.
Yeah.
This is seeming more, less and less like a civil war and more just like me versus everybody.
Well, wasn't that how Civil War was? Tony Stark versus everybody?
Maybe World War Hulk. That.
Yeah.
No. How dare you? Yeah. Not you being the Hulk in this situation.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the X-Men, and I'm just going to lay waste to your entire mansion.
Wow. Webb, what are you getting it on?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm really torn because...
PC.
I have a nice PC now.
Yeah, you
so
do.
So I can get it on the PC.
You can. It's possible.
And it'd look great. I'd be able to play it. Corey's getting it on the PC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But I play with you guys more.
I know.
Than I play with Corey.
Pause.
So that's where it's like, ah.
When this great nation was founded, Webb... There was one goal in mind. Freedom for all men equally. And consoles. That's exactly what George...
They failed the first one.
George W. Washington said.
They failed the first one.
Yeah. They failed the first one drastically. So it is up to us.
It's up to us to uphold the consoles?
To uphold...
The Constitution?
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Yes. There it is, everybody. The Constitution.
Copyright Video Game Bang 2016.
Well, that's terrible. It's the choice is clear. PC for me. And it's just mainly because I have... this epic PC at my disposal. And
you don't want to waste it, yeah.
There's no benefit for me to get it on the console.
Besides your friends.
Besides playing with everybody.
Yeah.
I don't really care to play with you guys.
Wow.
Exactly. That's Tony why. Stark. Like, that's why.
It's Tony Stark. It's Stark.
Right? I like you all. You're all right, man. Cool people. It's cool. And sometimes when the stars align, we play and I can grace you with my skill. Other than that, I just like to play isolationist and enjoy the games. I don't play... You know, I just...
You're the opposite of Aaron. You like solo play.
I do.
Aaron likes multiplayer.
I love to play with myself.
Yeah.
I can't stress how much just it is to get in a room, turn off the lights, and just play with myself.
Yeah, I mean...
The awkward part is I've walked in on him with the lights off playing with
that's
himself.
Terrible.
That's... are you going to do a controller, or are you going to do the mouse and keyboard, though,
on the PC? I flipped both ways, and I think... mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
You have to.
It kind of depends on the character almost, though.
You've committed to your side. You have to go mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, we're going to banish
all controls. I can do whatever the hell I want.
I'm going to use a 360 controller.
In the chat room, good old Ninja says, I'm with Aaron. Console even gets it on the PS4. So, yeah, he's there. We got a couple of PC people in here. Starless said he'll play with you, Webb, if you get it on the PC.
Yeah.
There it is.
How much is the game on the console? Is it $60?
It's still the full price, yes.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the other thing, because it's a PC. It's
cheaper on the PC.
It's $40.
Yeah. Cheaper to be lonely. That's how it is.
They got to give it to somebody. You got to pay to play.
You got to pay to play.
Oh, man.
This is going to lead right into this next one. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
Activision CEO. Wow. That's the wrong damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm on the next one. Activision CEO, everybody. No. Overwatch open beta pulls over 9 million players just for the open damn beta.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is stankin' redonkulous.
It's not surprising, though, because a lot of people play Blizzard games, World of Warcraft, Hearthstone, stuff like that. So they have a big following, and a lot of those people are like, I'll give it a shot. So, of course, it's going to be a big
deal. Well, it's been hyped for, what, a year? I mean, like, how long ago did we hear about it? It seems like
it's been a good while. It's been a very good while. It says it's a good time to be Blizzard Entertainment right now as the company celebrates over 9.7 million players having played team-based shooter Overwatch. During the open beta across the PS4, Xbox One, and the PC, players amassed over 81 million hours of play across 37 million matches. That is a lot of play time in the short period of time that it came out. As opposed to the similar game called Battleborn, where only 2 million people played.
Yeah.
Now, I played Battleborn. Did you get to play Battleborn, Webb?
I did not.
Larissa, you played it? How did you enjoy it?
It's very bright and vibrant in the colors, yes, and yes. I found that very distracting. I think I struggled with that the most, is the fact that the colors were just like, it was chaos. It felt like chaos.
Me and Larissa agree 100% on that one.
But Overwatch was kind of bright, too, though.
Not like this.
Not as much as Battleborn?
This, as if somebody... ate a box of crayons.
Of neon,
and vomited.
But neon.
Yes.
And I like neon colors, but this was just,
it's all
almost
over
the top.
Yes.
And it's very distracting when you're trying to play the game.
And it's too much in your face real fast.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I didn't need a pop shot in my face of neon. It's gross. Pause. I didn't need glitter all over the place. So when seeing that and compared to Overwatch, which is more of a the colors are a little duller than Battleborn, it's like I'm going that direction, you know? I mean, I don't like to see explosions, then have to look over there and then get shot in the side of the head because I got distracted. And then it just felt better. Overwatch just felt better overall. Mm. Corey, did you get to play Battleborn?
I did not get to play Battleborn. It was on beta for a while, but that was when we were going through the studio malfunctions when that beta was up. So I didn't play any games. So yeah, the dark days.
When console was your only
I went to nothing at that point.
That's sad.
I was like, depressed. Give me liberty or give me death.
Charlie Manson in chat says, how much Borderlands is like Battleborn? Did you feel that correlation when you played it, Larissa? No? Nothing? It's a podcast, so you usually have to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, I didn't, because in Borderlands, it's not. The art is different. The style is very different. It's not chaos in your face. No. In Borderlands. Borderlands was more put together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's two different worlds.
Yeah.
Same developer. Definitely two different worlds.
Yeah, but it felt completely different.
And it's not supposed to feel the same if that's what you were looking for. I mean, you're not going to get that, you know, millions of guns and everything like that. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's a new game.
Yeah.
You know, let it go. I actually, for once, finally have the chat in front of me. Thank you, Larissa.
Yeah.
And get to see everybody and their goings on. And the chat is popping, everybody. If you're not out here Saturdays at 9-ish, Twitch-ish, twitch.tv, you are doing yourself a disservice. Because, I don't know, our community is wonderful. Every time I stream, I'm seeing new people all the time. Or they could be old people, and I just haven't paid attention to the damn chat.
I think that's more likely.
Probably. Special cases. He's talking about me overusing the word pause. I do that so it kills it. Literally. So we can stop using it.
No.
Pause. There pause. It is. Yes.
Pause.
He pauses for dirty thoughts so you can process them.
I think he meant whenever I said pause, when I said PC, because nobody cares about that. Nobody does. But Overwatch, everybody. It's coming out in what? June? July? April?
May. 26th.
May 26th, everybody. Go get your copy on PS4 today.
Yep.
It's a little misleading. I mean, you can technically buy it today, but you're not going to play it until like 10 days.
But the video game being said,
yeah,
I could play it.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how far that gets you.
Yeah. It'll get you far.
I'm David from the video game bang.
Speaking of Overwatch, Blizzard is going to permaban cheaters in Overwatch.
Good.
Good? Right off the bat. You vote for the death penalty, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Yep. Give
Screw
him the chair.
It. Like, he robbed a liquor store? Kill him!
Kill him!
He shouldn't be alive anymore.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
Overwatch's massively popular beta might be over, but the game and the game developers are already making plans on how to deal with cheaters ahead of the launch by banning them permanently. No three-strike rule. Webb, you're still on board. Don't act like you weren't. You're ready to kill a man for robbing a damn liquor store.
Hey.
Yeah. That's terrible.
You know.
No three-strike rule. No cooldown. No out. Just an outright permaban. And that's awesome, apparently, to this writer. He's with you.
And
did
that's
you
just
this
for cheating, right?
Yep.
That's for cheating, yeah.
So what about bad sportsmanship? What about, like, is there going to be a three-strike rule for that, or will it be a permaban for those things?
I think it should be a three-strike rule. I think they should give you a chance.
I don't think so. I think cheating is so bad on PC because it's easier to do that in a game like that. Like, even when we were talking about it earlier, when you were saying Civil War, what side are you on?
Mm.
People in chat, at least one person was saying there's a bunch of just cheating bastards on PC.
Hmm.
That same person said they don't want to play on PS4 because people who game on PS4 usually aren't very good.
And, wow.
I mean, damn, it's truth. It's truth.
No.
Come on.
I would say
remember the days of the first-person shooter in its heyday, and you could play on Xbox and actually have good competition?
I will say that there are differences between the Xbox, PC, and PS4 when it comes to level of play,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's, like, adjustment periods.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Only because I've got the privilege to play on all of them, and I've played... At least I know one game on all different ones. I play the Call of Duty at least on everything, except for PC. I haven't played the PC Call of Duty. Corey, have you played PC Call of Duty? before I go into that?
No.
Yeah. So I don't think anybody here has played PC Call of Duty, right? It's always console with that one.
Yeah.
So I can't really say how their skill level is. They may be, you know, crazy, but it just seems like, you know, getting control, used to the controller and everything like that, it feels like, I don't know, as if you race with a 10 speed and then you race with a, I don't know, 6 speed.
Yeah.
You know, they're both bikes, but, you know, they're just kind of different in speeds. That's what it is. I feel that way whenever the controllers, because I don't like knocking my thumbs together with the PS controllers, and you know, I like offset.
Yeah, I prefer to play Call of Duty on Xbox.
Yeah, see, it's small differences.
I'm interested in what chat says though about the banning, a one-time ban. I mean, because cheating sucks. Like, it's not fun. It's completely defeats the purpose of the game, and generally, when people get caught for cheating, they've been cheating for a while, anyways. Yeah. So, don't give me this like. And how sympathy do you, crap of like, oh, you know, just give me another chance. Now, you know what you were doing. You used it to cheat the system and make your kill to death penis bigger. If that's the only reason you play games, then you're stupid anyways.
People do that all the time.
It's retarded.
All the freaking time.
What's the point? I want to go through the psychology of someone who's playing on the PC, puts an aimbot on, and then their kill to death just goes crazy and they look like this godlike player. But how do you sleep at night?
Because
how do you tell your friends? You go tell your friends at school, oh, my God, check out my KD. It's ridiculous.
You're getting it wrong.
And then they get invited over to their friend's house to play on the Xbox, and they're just horrible at it.
You're getting it wrong already, guys. They have no friends. So it's a self-esteem thing. There it is. They can be the top dog amongst invisible people. And they can feel like I'm better than all these people that play online. And then when they walk outside, no one's there.
They throw their hands in the air, and no one cares.
Yeah.
What was the game that did the cheating system to where if you were caught cheating, they'd relegate you to a cheat server?
You mean like Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto? Was
no,
that,
that was
no,
just
the, no,
that was
that
just
was
blowing
like
up dicks.
That just blow up your shit.
Yeah, that's for jerks. I remember there was a game who ended up, maybe it was Titanfall.
Titanfall?
Maybe it was Titanfall. I think one of these games came out. It was a first-person shooter, and if you got caught cheating, you'd get they wouldn't ban you, but they would make it where you could only play in cheat servers.
Oh, so I'm okay with that.
Everybody on the server was just fucking cheaters and let the best cheater win.
Yeah, know? I mean, that'd be fine,
I think
guess.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If the company wants to dedicate a server to that, that's cool, because then all you know, noobs and jackasses can just be jackasses together.
And then they could find friends. There it is.
Just
that's
like
Australia
them.
Started.
It's like cheaters mingle online or something.
Because that's because they'd be great people to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah.
Cheaters a bunch of yeah. But
swipe left for that.
I mean, I like the idea of kind of perma banning, but only if it's an actual like developer or I don't know, what do you call them? The people that actually monitor the stuff.
Because
I don't want to be, oh, you were reported for cheating just because I'm better for somebody, you know, than somebody. And then all of a sudden, I'm permabanned.
Yeah.
I don't know how that whole hierarchy works. And I remember we did an episode 2 years ago on League of Legends where Adam was explaining that there's a council of people. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard of. A council of people that I guess make judgment calls, or you know, oh, you have to go see the council.
Before.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
They light candles. You go into a dark basement.
Bunch of skinny ass white guys.
Exactly.
All with like big ass glasses or like this thick.
I couldn't take that seriously if I had to go in front of a council for League of Legends.
Was this League?
It was League of Legends. Yes.
Oh my God.
So
and you know they're all just jackasses, anyways.
Yeah.
But that power probably it
Judge Clarence staff. Presiding. He's 10 years old from Missouri.
So what did this noob do when it comes in?
Go F your mom.
I don't know. It may be one or two people, employees. That's what I want, I guess, in a room. And they have to witness this thing, you know. And then they can clearly be like, oh, yeah, you were cheating. You used this and that or whatever.
That's the only reason why I would like to have that three strikes. Because you got to be able to appeal it.
Yeah, yeah. I got to be able to plead my case, right?
Like, wait. Because if that was the case, I would have been banned from Smite.
Exactly. Because For feeding.
Heavily. I feel like in-game exploits aren't cheating.
You can get banned for that?
You should.
I mean, you can in League, but...
Wait.
Hey! We got a follow. Fire Sage 2000, you just got banged.
That's a new one, Fire Sage.
That is a legit new one, so we get to do...
We get to do the wave. If you're new here, Fire Storm, what's the name?
Fire Sage 2000.
You're new here, so each time that we get a new follow, of course, we like to do the wave for you. Except for if your name is Bezer Boy.
And then if you're Bezer Boy, you make like three accounts.
And then you start following under all of them. Yeah, just so you can get a freaking wave.
All right, so the order's going to be me, Aaron, Webb, Larissa. All right, here we go. Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! You did too much.
We don't get to do two? I thought we did two.
No, we only do one per person.
One per person. All right.
Hit that. Fine. Hit that follow button, everybody, and you can probably see it a lot more because we know they like the wave.
I don't argue with the council, Web.
Yeah,
they'll
the
fire
council
me.
Council of robes. There you go.
Council of robes.
But do you consider in-game exploits cheats, Aaron?
Yeah, I wanted to get onto that because, like, the biggest one that I remember in my young career of gaming was Mortal Kombat 1, and somebody just doing the backspin sweep like over and over and over again. Until somebody, you know, died and everybody was pissing off. Like, you can't keep doing that same move over and over. They, like, fixed it finally in part two with, like, a low block.
Yeah.
Quick enough. Mm. But in part one, you can just low sweep all day and you just...
Yeah, that's the game developer's fault,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. That, you can't... I wouldn't say you fault because, like you said just previously, that's
okay,
the game developer's.
But what about... Remember, was it World at War?
No, it was... Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Was it Modern Warfare 2 where there was the exploit where you can just do a kamikaze with your bazooka?
Yes.
Explode and it would kill everyone like within a few feet radius. Well, remember, they were giving people bans.
And I wasn't down with
that. If you were utilizing
it. I wasn't down with that sickness. Ban it.
Good reference.
Ban that crap.
Look at you.
That's, you know, don't ban them for that. That's your fault. Patch the crap out of that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they found that exploit, I mean, they're... When you give it to the internet, they're going to dig into it. You know, like, that's why you beta the crap out of everything. Because the internet will find every glitch they can to exploit it. And then when you find it in that beta, you patch it, and then you release an actual fixed game. There you go.
Yeah.
It's simple.
But
as
I
that.
Think if you go out of your way to install, like, an aimbot or some mod that makes you, like, where you're ghosting around or not able to get shot or unlimited ammo, all the weird stuff that they do. That is ban-worthy. Instant.
Yeah.
If you have to go through that much effort to cheat, ban.
Yeah, look, Special Cases says the same thing about sweeping in the corner in MX or MKX. I mean, it's the...
Spamming Hadoukens. Like, I remember, I mean, it just depends on who you're playing with, but back in the day, you know, just for casuals, if someone's spamming Hadoukens, that's nearly impossible to beat. So there's just kind of like an unspoken rule where you didn't do that.
Patch the crap. Fix it. You have a flaw in your game. Fix it. Especially we're in the age of the internet. You can definitely patch that. Special Charlie Manson's talking about the care packages. Remember you used to drop like a stupid amount of care packages in that?
Yep.
Yeah. That, if it's a problem.
Super
and you
bouncing
see it,
in Halo. That was a thing people would do. There'd be these weird glitches where you'd have to like crouch in a corner for like 4 seconds, jump up, spin around 3 times, and then land on like a specific spot on the map, and it would bounce you way high up into the air, and there's no fall damage in the game, so then you'd use that to land somewhere outside of the map, or not even outside of the map, but in like a spot you couldn't otherwise get to, and start sniping from there.
Okay,
those were cool.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Starless says never ending matches on Rust and MW2. I never got to play one of those, but I would quit instantly because like, I'm not about to sit here and play this game all day. What's wrong with you? Yeah. Last thing on cheating, just don't do it, everybody. It's there's
don't
no purpose.
Do it.
Or just go to a cheat server and then cheat with all the other cheaters.
There you go.
That's fun.
And then have the guy walk into the room. What are you doing here? Why were you with this person? The sun sets on Project Spark, the game, everybody. I think we talked about this before, correct?
Yep.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Did we talk about it?
Go ahead. What Project Spark
The floor is yours.
We talked about it. I remember we did.
Well, starting today, Project Spark is no longer, everybody. Mm-hmm. You cannot make your video games anymore with Microsoft's thingamajigger.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your faces right now, and I am pissed.
You were probably halfway through development.
Up. You don't even know what he's done.
He was halfway through development of his game on the Xbox One. And
you know what? I think it was the game had too many features.
You know what?
It was going to be too good.
It was going to be too good.
Microsoft just had to
chop
it by the balls.
I've been reading the forums.
That's good.
They're pissed.
They are. Yeah. Because there were so many things they were going to add in there.
So many things.
Here's our correspondent, Gaming Since Gaming, to tell us more about the thing. Like, I'm looking at your faces now, guys.
And I'm fucking pissed. He's a legend. He's a VGB legend now.
Yes, he is. He is definitely going in the Hall of Fame.
When we start a Hall of Fame,
yes,
just like the WWE Hall of Fame, they put in like a fan or like a celebrity each time.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming Since Gaming's got to be.
Oh yeah, he's definitely an inductee. Yeah.
Damn son, yeah. He came at us with that's why you play on PS4 is scrub.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Love this guy.
Yeah.
Love this
guy. Man.
Speaking of WWE. You guys have been watching a little bit of that What Culture WWE lists, right?
A little bit?
Yeah.
It's taken over my life.
I watched two videos, and now YouTube has suggested the world to me for What Culture WWE.
Oh, my God. If I go to my YouTube this moment, like at recommended videos, let's see. The first one that pops up, WTF moments in WWE SmackDown.
That's terrible.
Memorable tag team formations. Like, just all this random stuff. Just because I watch a few hundred What Culture Wrestling lists, now it thinks I want to get back into wrestling, which I don't. Like, I really don't. I honestly just am, like, enjoying these videos, though.
Yeah, you shared some the other night when we were on Discord, and I got into watching them because they are interesting. The narrator, the British guy or whatever, he does a very good job at keeping you kind of, you know, entertained with the little jokes, except for the, you know, top 10 ones that died and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can't be entertained with those. You can't be like, oh, and then he got shot in the head. Like,
oh, joke.
No, you can't do anything like that. But looking at now the state of WWE, and that was a huge, hey, we got a follower from.
It's just special cases.
Oh, okay.
It's just special cases.
I was a huge WWE fan. WWF, I don't care. I'm calling it by its true moniker.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
WWF.
The World Wildlife Foundation.
Exactly. I'm not going to... I mean, if you ever in your life say that you weren't in some point, you're lying to yourself. As if you were born at least around the 90s.
Larissa, I think she fits the mold. You weren't into it.
Go back 2 seconds. I was talking to chat.
You, WWE.
What about it?
Were you ever a fan?
No.
There you go.
Liar.
Lies.
Aaron, you lie.
Lies. What? Lies. Everybody's a fan. At least one point in their life.
My neighbor watched it ritualistically, and just I was the one with cable, so came over and watched it.
There it is.
I was forced.
She got into the storyline.
It was forced upon me.
Yeah, forced.
My wife was talking. I was mentioning something about wrestling. I was telling her about all the videos or something, and she was like, "Yeah, at my school around that time period, the only people who were into wrestling that I could remember was like a girl with a head brace." And this
girl with hips.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this guy in a wheelchair or something.
No, guy that peed his pants.
Oh, yeah. Guy that peed his pants.
What's wrong with that? I mean, hey, that's manly, right?
If you want to hang out with a girl who wears a head brace or a guy that pees his pants, you watched wrestling. But she was from Southern California.
What's that going to do with anything that excuses it?
They all surf down there. That's all they do. Wow. They don't watch wrestling.
Charlie Manson was into the WWE.
Well,
though he says he wasn't into it. I know you were, dude.
Oh, he was into it.
Yeah, you were into it.
But, like, in my school, middle school, I think it was, everybody did the suck it thing. Like, that was just, did that.
That's when it was R-rated. You know, we don't get R-rated anymore.
Well, no, because now we're so desensitized.
Well, this is why I was leading into. I am thoroughly disappointed with the state of wrestling entertainment.
Oh, wrestling
now.
Is right? Awful now.
Their number one guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Roman Reigns?
Triple H.
Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Roman
is the most uncharismatic, boring wrestler I have seen. This is your number one. This is your champion.
It's not my number one.
This is who they're trying to push out there. Like, this is the next thing. He looks like a rejected Khal Drogo.
Well, he's he's related to The Rock somehow.
I understand. And that's a family that has deep wrestling ties.
Yeah.
The Rock's whole, like, that lineage is like, you know,
They built WWF.
Yeah, they got key members, you know, the family in that. And then The Rock is, my opinion, the pinnacle of it all.
Mm.
I'm sorry. He pushed it up to a different level.
I think because he had the most commercial success outside, you know, you can say that for sure.
But I don't like any of his outside stuff. That's the thing. I was a big fan of The Rock when he was Nation of Domination taking it over, even though he was a African. And beyond.
Even though he was a African.
Like, no, I mean, I love The Rock. The Rock is by far my favorite wrestler of all time. Like,
it's Stone Cold for me.
Yes, you said it's Stone Cold.
Stone Cold Steve
Austin.
Civil
War again. Like, literally. He sold the show every single time he stepped out. Like, The Rock just, he brought it. The other thing that pissed me off is, if it were some type of storyline that was going on, and you got the heel coming in, terrible. You got the bad guy coming in. This leads into it, though. And then this comes on.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of that person, you're hyped, right? You hear that music. You hear The Rock's music. You hear Stone Cold's music. You're hyped that they're about to come out. This new dude, I listened to that song and I was like, what the hell is that?
What's the song?
I don't know, some elevator music? What is it?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Like,
I was like, this is not like, listen to that. That comes out at you. You know somebody's drinking a beer, smashing it on their forehead.
Drinking America.
And stunning somebody.
I can't hear this without JR. Like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's not supposed to be here.
Yes.
Stunner.
It's like so bland now. And I'm like, is it because of our culture now that we're very.
It's not our culture.
Overprotective now. Like, it's not R rated anymore. It's not DX. Play up the DX. I swear, when that mess came out and you heard that, are you ready? Yes, I am. Yeah, I am.
You know which one I like better was, oh, you didn't know?
Like that. They don't have anything like that anymore. Like, it's lame now. Like, what happened to it? What happened to you? Do they need a new owner? Is it McMahon? Listen to that.
Yeah, even the music back then was just...
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally different now.
It spoke to my generation. Think you could tell us what to wear? So much teenage angst in this song.
I'm going to wear whatever
That's
I
what
want.
It was. And there's like no angst in
tights and boots.
Anymore.
To be fair, though, this is Rage Against the Machine.
Is this really?
Yeah.
No way.
That's Zach De La Rocha. Yeah. They performed it live at like a WrestleMania or something like that. I remember that.
Wow. Yeah. And then just better thing. Look, Cryptic Soul, Rock and Sock Connection. They don't do that stuff anymore. Mankind in the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what? I don't know. I don't know what's up with the. It's like I feel sad for the kids.
I'll have to watch it and see the difference. I haven't seen any of the new
it's
stuff.
So bad.
I don't care enough to. The one time, semi recently, I watched it. I think it was last year. Was when Stephen Amell was on it.
I saw that.
I wanted to see what that was going to be like. And meh.
It was terrible. Nation of Domination, great. Hardy Boys, great. You know, John Cena, I think, was probably the last. Of the
originals
of the well, and he's not really a, he's like the
but
it's when it kind
our
of
generation.
Yeah,
I literally stopped watching well before John Cena hit the scene, so I still throw him into the era of like I don't care.
And you
I
can.
Like his theme song.
You can because his
you
original
don't say.
I only heard him whenever I heard of him whenever he had that Word Life theme song before his theme song now. And it was from like a video game that I own, and one of my friends, whenever he created a character, he used that theme song to come out to or whatever. But that was when he was still low and still trying to rap at every corner.
You know, it was bad. Like the games were great, and now they are bootsy. Like I bought 2K 2016 just to
I don't even know why.
Scratch that itch of nostalgia. And I got through like half of a match and had to quit. I said, this game just, it's not like the old days. They try and make it more like simulating fake wrestling instead of like a combat game, what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. It sucks. I feel sorry for the kids nowadays. My brother actually stopped watching now. And
that's why people watch like UFC and stuff more now.
Yeah, but they don't come out to cool theme songs.
Well, they come out to regular music,
and that's what's sad,
which is even better.
But it's a lot better to watch.
Anyway, moving right along, everybody. The Black Panther movie adds Fantastic Four's Michael B. Jordan.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do say, Webb. I do say.
I feel like this is deja vu, because I thought Webb broke that story
seconds ago, right?
At least 30 minutes ago.
At least.
But he's going to be a villain, apparently.
Is he?
Is that shocking to you?
Actually, it is. I didn't read the article.
It says, now that Captain America Civil War has introduced audiences to the Black Panther, the Wakandan prince known as T'Challa, casting announcements are starting to roll in. Yesterday, we learned that the Force Awakens' Lupita Nyong'o is ironing out a deal to play the potential love interest. Ooh.
Is that the same chick from the Civil War? Or I will move you.
I don't know if she's going to play her, because there's supposed to be two of them.
Oh, okay.
Two of those chicks that you saw. They're not supposed to be just one. I don't know why they had just one bodyguard. It's supposed to be two of them. And they're supposed to be pretty hot. Let's see. What else is going on? The THR reports that Michael B. Jordan has now signed on to appear in the movie. It's not confirmed yet, but word is he's in negotiation for a juicy villain role. That'll be a departure from his crappy roles in the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Of course.
And that's how I heard about it, actually. It's one of the Instagram accounts I follow, Party Nerds. They posted a meme that had Chris Evans as Human Torch.
Yes.
And then Michael B. Jordan as Human Torch. And the caption was like, attention all actors, if you ever want to get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, all you have to do is play the Human Torch.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta
do. That's your audition.
That's your audition.
Literally your audition. Yeah.
Who could he be playing?
I don't know. The Black Panther has...
Usually all his villains are white guys.
No, he has black guys. He has the Man-Ape.
Yeah, but usually they want him to be down the Devil White Slave Master.
Yeah, but Man-Ape is like one of the big ones. I think his name is Man-Ape.
He's the lamest villain name ever.
Well, because he's from the ape tribe. Like, they're from the Panther one.
Oh, okay.
And they do their whole
ape. Black Panther sounds so much cooler than Man-Ape.
Yeah, and it's a little racist.
It is. extremely racist.
But, Man-Ape. That's the fictional character. But he can't play Man-Ape. Man-Ape is like the size of freaking Brock Lesnar. If they can get Brock Lesnar in some blackface, that might
be. That'd go over really well.
Now that I think about it.
What about Bobby Lashley? Pretty much the black Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it could, but he's not a good actor. So,
and Brock is great.
Yeah, Brock is
as original De Niro.
Have you seen some of Brock's work?
No.
Oh, well, then you're doing yourself a disservice, sir. Mm. Might want to go check some of that out. I don't know. Claw is supposed to be the big baddie, though, right? Like, that's Black Panther's.
Is he? They kind of chumped him out in Ultron.
No, they set him up.
Yeah,
but he bitched out to Ultron. Like when Ultron.
What are you gonna do against Ultron?
Yeah, but still, you can't take your main villain of a movie and in the last thing you seen him, and he got bitched out by a character they defeated.
He got his hand chopped off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bitched out.
You get your hand chopped off and see if you don't step up to the plate to the next fight.
To an AI robot.
I don't know. I could see him as like a. He can get beat up in the first 10 minutes of the movie and then give us a real villain.
Well, wow.
Is that a throwback to something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Black Panther has Jungle Action Comics, a character called Killmonger. He's a black guy that went up against the Black Panther. And I think actually beat the Black Panther and then died from eating the herb.
Boom.
That's the way to go out, right?
Yeah. The heart herb?
Yeah, the heart-shaped herb.
A Dragon Age 1.
Oh my god, don't even, because if they Dragon Age won this damn movie, I would piss off. You don't know, I don't think you guys realize the amount of pressure. What is the director's name? Does anybody know the director's name of this new one? He's
Michael
the one
Jordan.
That, no, he directed Spike Creed. Lee. He directed Creed.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, you guys are all wrong. How much pressure is on this man to make a good movie?
Is there?
The cast is supposedly reportedly to be 90% black in this movie.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Wow. What was that?
It's Tyler Perry.
What was that? You
Hey-o.
Get the hell out.
Nothing. Continue.
What? No.
No.
It's okay. So just to recap, because I don't know if that was. I don't know if that was
audible. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
that was off mic. But Aaron said the cast is going to be 90% black. Larissa goes, "Oh shit."
That's that was from the gut too.
It yeah, was.
It was.
What's wrong with a 90% black cast?
That was
okay.
Side voice.
So I'm sorry. I'm just going to talk to chat.
Oh, okay. You're going
to
be real?
No. Okay. So, you know, in movies, how you have to have somebody of a different race for it to be okay.
Okay.
So it's 90% black people. What is the other 10% going to be? If it's Hispanic. Not a white person, somebody's going to sue, but it's not going to count as much as if it was a 90% white movie and the 10% was, you know what I mean?
Well,
does that make sense?
Giving the no. the actual story, yeah, it does.
In other words, if whether white people are in a movie or not, it doesn't matter. But when it's any other race, it does matter.
Special Case says Eddie Murphy is playing most of them. That's just racist, right there, but probably true.
But he can pull it off.
He probably can pull it off, yeah.
I wouldn't complain.
And Tyler Perry is playing the other.
But, I mean, given the story set in Africa, I mean, okay, go figure.
Yeah, that's fine.
What did you think it was going to be set?
I'll accept that.
In the Bronx? Like, New
did
York?
It be Hell's Kitchen?
It could have, because he has a story arc where he does do it. Look, at Webb knows what he's talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, until he retracts his statements about Civil War coming out in 1999.
Until you explain to me why the Marvel.com site says 1999.
We lived it, Webb. We lived when the comics came out.
You keep avoiding it, though. Then explain why it says 1999.
You found one website. Where was it? Was it on Marvel's website?
It was on Marvel's website. It was Marvel's website.
The first Civil War, like, not the actual Civil War comic, but when the story arc started in the Spider-Man comic.
Now you're just grasping.
It says 1999.
You were just grasping at any... I'm just throw in the towel.
Do you have proof?
Special case says white people will still get top billing for the promo in the film.
It will.
That would be terrible. Because think about it, like I'm saying, he has pressure on him. It's going to be a majority black cast, the first leading like actual Marvel superhero that's black that's going to be on the cover of it. And it's a very important character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the comic book universe. Nerds all over the place already know the importance of him. If he goes out here and he bombs, which I don't think he will because he's a good director. Mm. I saw Creed. And
what is that movie about?
It's a boxing movie that it's basically just a continuation story of the Rocky Cinematic Universe.
Oh, okay, got.
But it's a good movie. They do a really good job. So with this one, you know, with the importance of the Black Panther and everything like that, if he nails it, then I don't know. It could potentially show that we can have a leading man of color actually drive a full film, and it'd be very good in this Marvel Cinematic Universe. You know, black superheroes matter. All right, Webb?
Yep.
All superheroes matter.
Yeah, and... sure. Not the Kree. But yeah, that movie will be out in another 2 years. Hype is already being thrown through the roof for this bad boy. I can't wait to go see it. That's a day one for me.
Did you see the meme, Aaron? And this is a setup because we talked about it earlier and I know you saw it. So
okay.
just so we don't lie to the people listening. There was a meme that said Spider-Man had more lines in the Civil War movie than Superman had in Batman versus Superman.
I don't know if that's true. I would turn it over to the chat room and for
memes are always right.
Authenticity.
I don't know.
It has never failed me.
I've never
seen a meme lie about anything.
Never.
Aaron was narrating the whole movie to me, so
I was.
But if it's true, let's just take a glimpse of if this is true. How sad is that?
It was a rush product. A rushed 3-hour product that should have never seen the light of day.
They did so much right in Civil War compared to Batman versus Superman. I mean, it's ridiculous. I talked to a guy today who tried to sit there and tell me that Batman versus Superman was better.
Uh huh.
But why? You just lose all credibility at that point.
What was his reason for that?
He said that.
Clinical insanity?
Was it Joey Paris?
No. One of the things he said was that in Civil War. He was mad that they killed Crossbones.
Mm. Whoa. Spoilers.
Oh, what,
was it really?
Damn, son.
Man,
it happened in the trailer.
No, it didn't.
Damn, Daniel.
Okay. There was just basically what it equated to is that he said Batman vs. Superman is closer to the comic.
Was it though?
Visually, that's it.
Visually?
That's probably
the characters
it.
Were the same.
Yeah. I don't know what he means by closer to the comic because there was nothing close to the comic besides the look a little. The color scheme. There you go. The color scheme is
well,
about
yeah,
right.
So we're going with the Frank Miller.
Yeah, but even even that, he was still wearing drawers. Superman was wearing drawers in the Frank Miller one.
Yeah.
And then by then, he was working for the government, which he didn't in this movie.
That's true.
So where's the...
Yeah, because this Superman is brand
lot,
new.
Yeah.
He's like 2 years old.
Exactly. There's no storyline closer to the comic book. That guy's been shot down already. I want to get to start special cases asking, are there even Asian Marvel characters? Big Hero 6 was actually a full Asian team. But Disney did up whenever they made it into the 3D movie or whatever. That was a full Asian team set in Japan and everything.
Who? That's a good question. Are there any Asian ones? Because they even made
of them. Sunspot. There's freaking
Iron. Iron Fist is one I would have thought, but that's a white dude.
No, that's a white guy. Just yeah,
that's
yeah.
A white
he's pretending.
That's racist because his name.
Yeah.
Psylocke.
Oh yeah, Psylocke.
Yeah, Psylocke's another one. There's Marvel. I saw the new guy, and I'm freaking blanking on his name. I don't know why. Whenever you look at Marvel or DC now as, any comic books, I don't see any non-diversity anymore. Like, there's everything for everybody in the whole thing. Like, you can't be like, oh, there's not this one brand or this one, you know, race. I think everything is well represented in the whole comic space. So, hitting the mic. So I think there's no argument there. Now, when it comes to the movies, that's a little bit different. Mm. You know, they're replacing races left and right. So who knows what's going to happen. By 2018, we might get a full 90% white cast in Black Panther. Who knows?
Be the White Panther.
Why?
I don't know.
It could
that's
be.
How Hollywood works. We couldn't market this, so we had to make it in South Africa. There's white people there, right?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
It'd be played by Emma Stone, too.
Good Lord.
Damn.
Asian.
Yeah. There it is. See? There it is. Moving right along. HBO is serving takedown notices for Game of Thrones prediction videos.
Dumbasses.
I mean, hey. Hear them out first.
All right.
Before you start the Civil War, hear them out.
Starting it.
Seems like HBO is on a warpath when it comes to all things Game of Thrones. One Spanish YouTuber who is known for his eerily accurate predictions of upcoming plot points in the series has had several videos taken down by the cable network. So, whoever this guy is...
He's a freaking superhero.
Yeah, like, he can see the future.
Why are you using it for Game of Thrones?
And he said, you know what? Jon Snow's gonna die. Boom. Put it up on YouTube.
Damn, son, spoilers.
Million hits. Sorry, he's dead.
And are then, you really only on the third season?
Yeah, but I knew about that. Oh.
So, Jon Snow, he puts out the thing, and then he's been right multiple times. So,
yeah.
HBO was like, well... This dude is messing stuff up. Let's take him down.
Is he, though?
What are you talking about, Webb? Defend him. Defend this Spanish man.
Okay.
That you have never met before.
It's our choice whether we want to watch it or not.
That's
mean,
very
if
true.
We don't want to know about spoilers, then don't watch the damn video.
So this Spanish
is.
Guy, who clearly works for the Lord of the Light, and likes to put out all the spoilers.
Lord of Fire.
And... I'm supposed to be cool with that? You're writing a book, Webb?
Yeah.
And I'm making videos about prediction of what your next book's going to be about, and I'm eerily right? You're fine with that?
I would contact you and be like, hey.
That's what they did.
How are you figuring this out? But I'm not going to ban you.
No. Because you have the right to voice your opinion on what you think.
Yeah, I would just want to know, how do you know this?
Yeah.
And can I make you a character in my book?
The source, or the spoiler king himself, says he has a source close to production, and that's how he gets all his intelligence.
They need to...
That's a little different then.
So it's
not
really
if
prediction.
If he just came out like a jackknob and said that, then I think he has the right to get the stuff taken down.
Well, I think he said that after the fact that he got taken down. He's like, all right.
You got me.
You got me. I had somebody on the inside.
Steve's my cousin. He works in lighting.
Yeah.
He saw everything.
He's
and he keeps texting
too.
Me. Yeah.
He wears the dragon costume.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I knew there was going to be dragons like months before. He said he had a new job. It involves lizards.
He works he for said. Me.
Exactly. I mean, but I mean, there is a thing. You go to YouTube, you see the title, you can click it or not.
Yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's not really, you know. And then damn. if he so say he didn't come out and say this, if he okay. just put everything as rumors, is that still good?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Everybody, we do that. We report rumors.
Do we though?
What happens if it's true?
Everything we report is fact.
Yeah,
is it? Right.
I wouldn't go around and saying we report rumors as the truth all the time.
That is the truth. We say it's rumors. We say, hey, this is just a rumor going on.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not all the time, but we have.
Charlie Manson said he has a TARDIS.
I'm exaggerating for
he just flies through. That's what you do with a TARDIS. I go into the future to watch Game of Thrones and then zip back just to put spoilers up.
Yeah, not go like assassinate Hitler or prevent the assassination of JFK.
There are fixed points in time.
Let us know if Trump becomes president or not so we can get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no, I go watch Game of Thrones 3 months in ahead
and
then come back.
Starless has no forgiveness. Starless is saying execute the rat.
Jeez. Clearly you were an extra on Game of Thrones.
Permaban this guy from life.
Good lord.
Oh, man.
Send him to that great cheater server in hell.
Hell.
That's terrible. That's horrible. I don't know. I don't watch spoilers on anything. I avoid them like the plague.
I know several people who don't care about spoilers. Who legitimately don't like. Yeah, because they don't like surprises.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm okay with spoilers.
With stories, though?
Yeah, they don't care.
It ruins the stuff. So, it's ruined games.
No.
It has ruined full-blown games for me.
Explain it, Larissa. Break it down.
So if somebody tells me what's going to happen in the next episode or even the next season of Game of Thrones, it's not going to dissuade me from actually watching it and experiencing the show itself because mm-hmm. that is the journey. Because you're only describing to me parts and pieces that are going to happen. I'm not getting the dialogue. I'm not getting, you know, what's actually going on. So it's not ruining it for me. You're just giving me kind of like an outline of what's going to happen.
That's how it is for me. I mean, I know I'm on season
3. But you're
3.
Far behind, yeah.
And so for me, okay, I know Jon Snow died and I know he's back.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
You don't know how.
I don't know
you don't
why.
Know what went on between characters. You don't know. Yeah.
So if I did all that, if I brought the script right in here and I just started reading it down, you'd be fine with that.
No. Mm-hmm. But he's not doing that though.
I know he's not doing that, but she says she doesn't care about spoilers.
I don't care about spoilers.
Well, you're the outlier in so many different statistics.
She's the exception,
she's
never the rule.
To everything.
Stay that
always
way.
The bridesmaid.
That's how I go for.
Never the bride.
That's how I go for. Except for that part right
I'm okay
there.
With that, though.
Last story that we had on here. New tattoo ink disappears in a year, everybody.
Yes. Oh, what's the fucking point?
Because people regret stuff, sir. People regret stuff. That's why. Traditional tattoos are permanent because the ink particles embedded in the skin are too large for your immune system. This one is not. So after a year, it will dissolve away, or if you want to yourself, they actually have a method for you to just take it right off.
Interesting.
Quick, instead of going under the laser and everything like that.
I guess some people need that. I think it defeats the purpose. Does it still hurt like hell?
I would start, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got
you
three
don't
of them.
Hurt like hell. What's wrong with you?
But you did.
Yeah, I did a the year ago. Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
I think Corey has one. Of course, Larissa, you have one. Webb has?
None?
No.
Larissa has a tramp stamp.
I do not.
I love Show tattoos. I definitely love
tattoos. Yeah, prove it.
But yeah, I mean, I think I would start like a tattoo drunk shop. Those people that are just drunk. Oh, I got to get a tattoo. Come on in. I'll do it for you.
Yep.
And it's gone in a year. You got to come back in whenever you get sobered up and then we'll do it right over.
Yep.
In a year.
I think that's, I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, everybody. Again, if you're listening to the podcastular version of the Video Game Bang Live, you are missing out on the live show. Come out to twitch.tv/videogame_bang and hit that follow button if you're in the chat room right now, because I know you loved what you saw. Head over to patreon.com/videogamebang and become a patron today. We're going to be giving away an awesome prize at the end of the month.
Do we know what it is yet?
No. Because I don't like spoilers.
If you look below, I made the little icon. It just says Aaron Mystery Prize.
Exactly. Because I do not like spoilers. But it'll be awesome. So for Larissa, Queen of the Lizards, Corey Vincent, the real David Webb. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying that, Corey, you might want to come up with some type of title because you have nothing.